GoBerkey.com today.
Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children.
A little snippet of the famous MLK speech, Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream. How far have we come since those days? We're going to talk about it in our next segment here on America Tonight. Welcome to the show, Kate Delaney, hanging with all of you across this great nation. And while Martin Luther King Jr. wanted equality for all and pushed against racism and to unite all of us, frankly, as Americans, we see what's now happened in our political process and some of the fighting that's gone on between the Republicans and the Democrats, which has the ratings in the tank for Congress. And I know that's not a shocker to any of you, but worth bringing up right at the top of the show here off the get-go, because we're always talking about how we're stuck in gridlock in D.C., and it affects all of us. Here on this overnight show, we like to talk about the fact that you have a voice, and it seems we don't have a voice too often when it comes to the political process, and the problem is the people that represent us, I think, in some cases. Only 11% of Americans approve of how Congress is handling its job. That is a new low one. This is a CNN ORC International poll that was just released. I think it's one of the lowest that we've seen. The last time I can remember it being like 14%, and that was in August. And, of course, that was at the tail end of the debt ceiling debate, which was an unpopular agreement between the Dems and the Republicans, and you knew that it was going to be dismal. So the poll is showing us that 86%, for whatever you think of polls, disapprove of how Congress is handling its duties. Here in America Tonight, I would say about 98.8% of you would say that that's exactly how you feel. I might find one or two of you that feel happy with what's happening in Congress, and we go back to the whole logjam thing. Everybody's trying to get a handle on what's happening with the Republicans, because we know it's Obama, naturally, on the Democrats' side, as he's the incumbent president, and he's going to be the guy that's waiting in the wings for whoever the Republican nominee is. And more, it's looking like Mitt Romney, but a lot of people want to not face that fact. I talked to a couple of pretty good Republican insiders today, and we're heading to Washington, by the way, at the tail end of the week, and talk to them about how things were shaping up. And truly, this push for Mitt Romney that is starting to come from a lot of different corners who weren't necessarily backing him before, was it real, or was it just some of the nonsense, some of the conversation that we've been hearing? And I was told it's pretty real, that more people are jumping on the Romney bandwagon, feeling like it's better to back Romney, get this thing going, than splinter things even further. Now, Romney, because he's been pushed on whether or not he's going to release his tax records, it says he's going to do that in April. He said he'd be happy to do that if he becomes the nominee for president. He was really nailed during the debates on Monday, and he's saying that he's looked at the campaigns of the past Republican nominees who released their tax info around tax day, which is April 15th. And, of course, it's no secret that Romney has millions of dollars, and he earned millions of dollars at a venture capital firm. So the Texas governor, Rick Perry, who's still in this race at this point, is saying Romney should follow the other guys on the stage who were on the stage and release the returns before the nomination is decided. So why wait? So this is the first of two debates ahead of the South Carolina primary, which is on Saturday. Romney won the Iowa and New Hampshire contest. And, of course, he is the front runner. And you can say what you want, ladies and gentlemen. Like I just started off with the polls on Congress about polls, but there is a reason why pollsters get rich, by the way, because usually they're pretty darn right on. The small sampling, looking at it for likely voters on the Republican side, and right now those polls are pointing in the direction of Mitt Romney. Like I said, a lot of people don't want to hear this. People in my own life, I have a girlfriend who insists it's probably Gingrich. I have a father-in-law who was just incensed to think that I would suggest that my insiders are saying it's Romney, it's Romney, it's Romney, because he thinks Ron Paul, and he's a very staunch conservative, and he wants really no parts of Romney, but will go the Romney way if that's the only choice that he has. And then there's this guy named Ron Paul, who is doing quite well, by the way, if you look at Iowa, if you look at New Hampshire, and now what's going to happen in South Carolina? Because one of the things that Ron Paul talks about is saying that he's going to make deep cuts to the military budget, even though in South Carolina there are a lot of people that make their living the military way. He was grilled during the debates on his position on military spending, and he's calling for closing bases overseas. We know that reducing spending on the whole military-industrial complex, that's what he houses it under. And he says he wants to protect, though, military jobs domestically. And he's right about this. He says there's a difference between military spending and a strong national defense. And I agree with him there. I think people didn't listen to, as he dove deeper, to what he was saying. He says conservatives should insist on cutting spending on military projects, not just domestic spending, but that the overseas stuff should be cut before trimming federal jobless benefits for the long-term haul of the unemployment. You know, the only thing I would say about that is, I'm sorry, we would definitely disagree on Iran. If he thinks we can have a conversation with Ahmadinejad, he's dead wrong on that. There is no compromise. There is no conversation, sorry, to be had with that nutbag. It's not happening. After all the things Ahmadinejad has rubbed in the faces of Americans, but he doesn't want any part of that. He's the joker. He's taunting us. So that's not even something that I believe could legitimately happen with Iran. And there's still all that maneuvering that's going on in the Strait of Hormuz. People are not paying attention to it, but it is happening. There is massive war games tension big time in Iran. Massive. In fact, Israel postponed some of what they were doing because they were concerned about how it would appear, I believe. And so even the U.S. too, they had something scheduled, but they decided they were going to not push the tension factor anymore in toward Iran over this whole nuclear program thing. There was a military exercise that the U.S. and Israel was going to take part in called the Austere Challenge 12. That was going to happen in April, and the idea was to improve defense systems and the cooperation between U.S. and Israeli forces, but they've ixnayed that. No way. That's not happening. All right, we're talking more about Martin Luther King, diving a little deeper, coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never answered before that you love me.
All right, we started off the show with a little bit of the dream speech that I think everybody should hear as they move through history classes across the nation, so that I think every Martin Luther King Day we should hear that, and people should really listen to the world or the words and what Martin Luther King was trying to say to the world, not just, I think, to the United States at the time. The difference that Martin Luther King made and what he was pushing for, and the courage that he showed to speak out when he was speaking out. But where are we now? What is happening now in this country? We've talked about this a bunch on ATN. So Ronald Semfeld joins us now. He's the author of Martin's Dream, A Journey Onto the Promised Land. And Ronald has a psychology degree and a master's of divinity. I love that. Hey, Ronald, thanks so much for coming on this special day here on America Tonight. Thanks.
Well, good evening, Kit. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, before we dive into this, just what, when it's MLK Day, when that day arrives, how do you mark it? How do you celebrate it? How big of a day is this?
For me, well, I came to this country 27 years ago, originally from Haiti, but I assimilated into the American culture right away. And for me, when it comes to MLK Day, it just gives me a sense of freedom, a sense of worth that I perhaps would not have had had he not done what he did.
How do you think the other people can, because you appreciate that dream as you described to us and coming here and what it meant to you. How can other people push this ball forward? How do we move this boulder, Ronald, and realize that this dream is still possible? Because I think some people don't think it is.
Well, this is a great question, Kate. And I think the way people really could push the dream, I have to go back to all the way back to President Lincoln when he spoke at Gettysburg, and he mentioned the fact that we ought to be dedicated to the unfinished work started by the Civil War. Now, this is where MLK picked it up. He wanted to continue on the legacy started by President Lincoln in caring about people and what because this is what America is built on, freedom for all, so that everyone can go ahead and enjoy the liberty, the life, and the pursuit of happiness guaranteed under the Constitution.
But here's the thing, and you know people are, as they listen to you, and they can appreciate it, they're saying, ah, but look what's happening right now. We're working too many jobs. We've got poverty in this nation. We have all these other injustices that we feel that are holding us down. So how do you, emotionally get there, make yourself get there?
Well, the reason I went back all the way to President Lincoln is because also President Lincoln mentioned in one of his speeches before he became president, the house divided, that America was divided. A house divided cannot stand. But what we realize is even from the time of Lincoln, there was another house that was also divided, and it was the Christian church. Now, I'm not mentioning this because I am a preacher of the gospel, but this is a reality in our lives because God is very much present in all of this, and God is about himself and about people. And that reminds me of John 3:16. God so loves people. Thibault carried that message very well. And that message is so relevant throughout time and to eternity that it started from Lincoln, and today that's what we're seeing. We're not living this type of life where people matter more than anything else, because most decisions that are made in our country, in our nation, they're not made based on people, but on other things, on politics, on economics, on everything else except people.
Do you think that's part of the problem, that there's a disconnect, Ronald, between the community and reaching out to your neighbor and even your own family, because we're so wrapped up in things, and money, and we're too busy?
You get it right on, Kate. That is the problem. That is the main problem. We have departed from caring for people. Even families don't matter as much as they used to be 50 or 60 or 100 years ago. And it's a deplorable condition under which we operate, we live today. But my take on this is that I believe that, I don't know if you're a Christian or if, I'm sure you have many listeners who may be Christian listening to this. Unless the church comes together to really deal with this issue, we're going to be talking about race issues forever. And I'm sure many people are tired of it. I don't think it's a conversation we want to have every MLK Day, but we keep having it because there's an unfinished work.
Yeah, and so the more the conversation spreads, the more chance that we can end the conversation and move forward.
We're hoping to do so.
Yeah.
And another thing that's happening is we also take our national icons and we idolize them to the point that we celebrate the icon to the expense of the message they carried with them.
Mm.
But words matter. Last year, our governor, Nathan Deal, he talked about how much words matter from the pulpit of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And he said this, I quote, "Words matter, and if the words are founded in truth, they will stand until society can catch up, until society comes to realize that truth does not change, and words which proclaim the truth will stand the test of time." We haven't got to the truth of that. I believe our society has not caught up yet to the message, to the great message, and the great messages of these people, of Dr. King or President Lincoln.
And so that's what you explored in your book. You explored that journey.
What I did in my book, in Martin's Dream, Journey Onto the Promised Land, I created a modern day character named Martin, who lives out Dr. King's dream and who carries out his legacy. But it's a legacy rooted in faith, love, truth, and pragmatism. It's a book that will make you really think real hard about what's happening today. It will make you laugh. It will make you cry. Mm-hmm. It will really, I would say, trigger a whole lot of emotions in you.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds like a must-read book. I'd be remiss not to ask you this. Haiti, sure. A lot of people in America poured out their hearts and money and anything they could do to help the people in Haiti, but I understand still it's just not enough. It's pretty rough still after all these years, after the earthquake. Have you talked to any people in Haiti as to what's happening now?
Yes, I have gone twice there since after the earthquake. And believe it or not, prior to the earthquake, I had not set my foot in the country for 21 years.
Ooh.
But after the earthquake, my heart just melted, and I had to go back and see what it was like. It was like a war zone. I've never been to war, but I've seen war on TV. And it was disastrous, but like you said, even after 2 years, things are still not better. Now think about it. Haiti was not even as good as it should have been before the earthquake. Now it's even worse. And the rebuilding effort is not really going that fast.
Right. Right. So they need help.
Yes. Lots of it.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
Ronald, it was a delight to meet you and talk to you here on America Tonight. Good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Ronald.
Well, thank you, Kate. And if your listeners would like to really ask questions, they can go to my website, www.vibingmedia.com. And I also have the book on Amazon as a Kindle.
All right. Get it on Kindle. Thanks, Ronald.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kate. Good night.
Good night. All right, interesting, and you heard what he said, having not stepped foot back in Haiti, and that then going back and seeing what we've heard from other people that we've had on the show before, how there's so many cycles of things that happen that often you forget the disaster, you get disaster weary, and you forget what happened before that. Coming up around the bend here on America Tonight, odds and ends, some things that are happening across this great nation and elsewhere outside of the borders. That crazy, crazy cruise accident in Italy. You've got to be kidding me. Some of the new details that are emerging. We got them.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeazolin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America. Kate Delaney hanging out here on these airwaves, coast to coast, and all those spots in between. So the Italian liner that went down, you got to be kidding me, as I just said. How does this happen? It does not make me feel warm and fuzzy toward taking a cruise. I've never taken a cruise. I've never really been interested in it, but I've had lots of friends who have taken them, and they swear by them, and probably lots of you have taken cruises. To whether they're to the Caribbean or they're overseas somewhere or you get a good deal. A lot of people like to cruise. How this turned into a monumental disaster is frightening. And now the more stories that emerge, it was like the inmates were running the asylum. And you see the photograph of the cruise liner on its side. And it just looks like a little toy ship that you smashed down. And there were people that were trapped in rooms. And then if they were lucky, they found an air pocket. You don't even know. It's hard to account for everyone because sometimes people get off boats in other places and they don't know. So this has turned ugly. Ugly. And now they're also worried that, first of all, they've got 6 people confirmed dead. There's more than 29 people missing. The captain, who is now in jail, he's accused of causing the wreck. They're saying that he made an unapproved, unauthorized, is the way they're describing it, maneuver to divert the ship from the course, from where it was supposed to go, because they have a programmed area that they're going to. So you have missing people. You have a captain that wanted to wave to family and other explanations of what might have happened, including that he abandoned the ship and then he didn't abandon the ship and all this other kind of stuff. So sad stories of people. There was this couple, and this is the craziest story. There was a couple who were on, like there were many couples, but there was a couple that was on the ship, and it was when they were on the side that was going up and decided, wow, we have to jump. What are we going to do? We got to jump. And when we jump, we're going to really smash this water and who knows what, but we got to take our chances and swim to shore and hope that we're together because we can't hold on to each other when we jump. So they wished each other good luck, jumped off the ship, and luckily at different times ended up making it to shore. Oh, that is craziness. In this day and age, a Carnival cruise ship, because ultimately that's what this was. You got 2 Americans who are among the missing. There are at least 10 Germans who are missing. They feel like they might be able to find some of the people. They don't want to completely call it yet at this point. The last person they found was a crewman who broke his leg. The waters were calm for the first couple of days when they were trying to rescue people, and now it's pretty choppy. It has been pretty choppy. And they're shifting through it's shifting. The wreckage is shifting, and they're worried that some of that movement could cause the fuel. Because now you got 500,000 gallons of fuel on board that's going to probably leak into the water. This water, this area that we're talking about, is popular with scuba people, and it's also part of a protected Tuscan area. So they suspended the search because the sea was rough, and they have this problem now that's looking like it could be an environmental disaster. And all because this guy, this captain, strayed from the course into the water too close to the reef, smashing it on Friday, causing it to capsize. And what supposedly took place here was it was kind of like a flyby. You know when somebody's in a jet and they do a flyby over a tower? Well, apparently this was some kind of a favor to the waiter, the head waiter, who was from that little town and his parents lived on the island, and they wanted to get close to do a favor to him, some favor. Oh, it's just a reckless maneuver that was unnecessary and now has led to this crazy tragedy. And here we are, 100 years after the Titanic rams into an iceberg, and now we've got this sea incident. From this Concordia, was the name of the Costa Concordia, that decided, this captain deciding he was going to go closer to the reef. They got to look at these regulations. That's what has to happen. Imagine the lawsuits, but who cares about the lawsuits? The loss of life over that. And of course, Carnival, as I said, which is the main operator ultimately of this, their prices just slumped, went down like 16% on the market. Not that I could give a crap about where they are on the market, but it shows you because it was disastrous. Now, a couple of the missing Americans are from Minnesota, and they're apparently the Hiles, Jerry and Barbara, who are from White Bear Lake. That's what's being reported. Terrible, terrible thing. I think that this captain should be in jail for a very, very long time. He broke all the rules, all the regulations, and now because of that, people are dead because of that. Trapped in rooms, victims of this just idiotic maneuver. That's what it is, just idiotic maneuver. Oof. And we'll see if the fuel leaks, too, because that's a possibility. There are more than 4,200 people on board, and they just try to evacuate them, get the life rafts out, and people are reporting that they saw the captain leaving, and, of course, you can't leave. That's against sea laws. So there's already a problem there. It was a chaotic evacuation, and some of the passengers say they downplayed the seriousness of it, but the ship was lurching from one side to the other. And like I said, there was the couple that said, well, good luck. I hope that we both make it. And they jumped off the boat. Here's some comments from some of the people that suffered through that.
It was chaos because we had to go through the center of the ship, which had been obliterated by tilt, glass, everything was everywhere. We weren't allowed to deploy any more lifeboats because the previous one had got stuck to the side of the ship, so we had to find an alternative way around.
We know that he left the bridge, but we also know that at the time of the incident, the captain was on the bridge. We are not aware exactly what happened because of this information, but we really do believe that the ship hit a rock and then all the other events have been a consequence.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things you just assume. Never, ever assume. You assume it's safe. You know, it's a weird thing to say, and it's completely different. But when I was a kid, it's one of the things my father would just pressed upon us, almost to the point where we just blew him off. But when we would travel, he'd say, where are the exits? How are you getting out? What happens if there's a fire? And here's a situation where on boats they do those drills. Supposedly there's an evacuation drill, and the crew is supposed to remain calm, even in a catastrophic situation, trying to help the people. And it doesn't sound like that happened at all in this Italian cruise liner tragedy. And here they are in these pristine waters off of Tuscany that are a protected sanctuary, and you have missing people that are maybe on the bottom of the floor of the waters there, and they're diving for them, looking for them, and now the water is pretty rough. So it makes you think. I'm sorry. It makes you think, I believe, a little bit about jumping on these boats, these stories you hear, people being kidnapped, how they hire the crew in some places where they don't even vet them out, and they fling them on the boats, and then there was charges of abuse and all kinds of odd things. I know people take cruises. I know they love them. I know everything's fine. But we also know that there have been some very wild things that have happened to people. So the answer is, I guess you can never assume that everything's okay. I'll get on this boat and I'm going to trust that the people are going to do their jobs and we're going to be fine here. We don't have to worry. I think that assumption part is just a killer. Just a killer. And in this case, that was exactly what happened to the people on the boat. And it's just a matter of the stories that are shifting a little bit. And then are more people found alive, or do they find more bodies? And I know there'll be lawsuits and there'll be more conversation about this. And maybe it'll make things safer for other people in the future. You can only hope that that's the case. Hang with us. More sounds from the Republicans as John Huntsman departs before South Carolina is over. We have that coming up around the bend.
Achoo. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
South Carolina. We talked about this a little on a previous show. So just before the South Carolina primary, John Huntsman drops out of the race and throws his endorsement, for whatever it's worth, to Mitt Romney for the party's nomination. Here's what that sounded like.
Rather than seeking to advance that common goal by speaking directly to voters about our ideas to rebuild America, this race has degenerated into an onslaught of negative and personal attacks. This country desperately needs to begin a journey that will allow us to courageously tackle our two most urgent deficits. One is an economic deficit. The other is a trust deficit. Today, I am suspending my campaign for the presidency. I believe it is now time for our party to unite around the candidate best equipped to defeat Barack Obama. I've seen it in the spirit of our entrepreneurs whose innovations continue to inspire and better the world. I've seen it in the courage of our veterans who I've met at VFW halls in communities all across this nation, despite our differences and the space between us on some of the issues. I believe that candidate is Governor Mitt Romney.
Done deal. Not shocking, not surprising at all that Huntsman didn't go the distance and didn't even go a couple rounds in this. I think that there was a lot of excitement in New Hampshire before the primary, and he felt good about some chances of finishing strong and realized that this is not happening for him, and that was it. And he said it. Things were getting ugly for him, and not so much for him, but things were getting ugly in the whole deal, and he's bowing out. So Mitt Romney gets whatever may be, if in fact there's, like I said, with the small amount of the Huntsman support, perhaps it runs off to Mitt Romney or in other directions. South Carolina is interesting. From a probably one of the best insiders I know in Washington sent me a note and said, well, are you coming to South Carolina? Because it looks like this is the end of the road. I don't think it's the end of the road because there's still Florida, and this goes a few more primaries at least if this is going to be Romney anyway. I don't see that Ron Paul is going to say, okay, forget it, I'm out of here, that's it, after South Carolina. And I don't see Newt Gingrich doing that either. Now, Rick Santorum, he'll be interesting to watch what happens. And the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, whether he hangs in it for another round or two. But I think he has his sights set on maybe a Senate seat. And he realizes deep down, I mean, come on, the people around him, there is just no way he's coming around that final turn and he's going to get it. And I don't see it. I mean, there's no way. He was inflated for a while and then quickly was deflated. If anything, the biggest challenger, pound for pound, left is Newt Gingrich, only because of the conservative thread, the conservatives who really, really want somebody who embodies a true conservative type values, let's say, and that would be Newt versus Mitt Romney, because he's a little lighter than Gingrich. Mitt Romney's a little lighter than Gingrich, but really, is that a strong enough block to pound out all the groundwork that's being done in the Republican Party? And the answer, whether you like it or not, is no, no, and no. I mean, it's going to be Romney. It's going to be Romney. So speaking of South Carolina, the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder was at a Martin Luther King holiday rally in that state and warned that voting rights are still at risk, and talked about the fact that they're going to hammer down people who are not following the law. In fact, what he called it was a moral imperative. Now, the reason for this is, as we've talked about, the Justice Department blocked a South Carolina voter identification law that would have made it harder, saying it would have made it harder for tens of thousands of voters, mostly minorities, to cast a ballot. He said that the principle of electoral equality was definitely being tasked and was in danger, so that he was protecting the right to vote and that there would be access, and that discrimination has to be viewed not only as a legal issue but a moral imperative, and that every eligible citizen has the right to vote. That has to become the common cause. Now, here's the upshot of this whole thing. The South Carolina law required voters to show a state-issued photo ID card to cast a ballot in the election. Republicans say it would prevent voter fraud, which they've had voter fraud. They've dealt with it. The Democrats are saying it'd make it harder for those without driver's licenses, many of them poor and black, to cast a ballot. What is someone to do? You know, here's the problem. The problem is that you do have a lot of people voting who are not citizens who are not citizens. They just aren't. So how do we get from we're not a banana republic, this is the United States of America, and by golly, there has to be a way to run the cleanest election that we can run across the board that is fair in every single state. And I know that is gee whiz thinking and naive in a sense because of the makeup of so many of the areas and how different they all are, whether it's small or huge urban areas or wherever it is that we're talking about. I realize they're all different, but give me a break with this. So South Carolina said, you know what, we're just get a photo ID. This is what we're going to have. We're just going to put a photo ID. We're just going to make that the law, and then we're not going to have to be arguing about this. Now, remember, in 65, they had the Voting Rights Act, and South Carolina is one of 16 southern states that has to get approval from the Justice Department or a federal court for changes made to the state voting laws and those boundaries that are so important for voting districts. Because that when they cut up the voting districts, that changes everything. So we'll see. Saturday is the primary, the Republican primary, and the Republicans are right about that. I mean, listen, there's massive intrusion on states' rights, I think often, that are unfounded. In the case of voting, can we not get this right? Absolutely, people who are citizens should be able to vote. There has to be a way to make that happen and to guarantee that and to guarantee that there is equality. I agree. But at the same time, how are we getting there? How are we doing that when there's been so much fraud and so many problems with people who are voting who shouldn't have a vote? And here's the question. If the people who are poor or older, how do they get the benefits that they have to sign up for? They must have some kind of identification that shows, I mean, a Social Security card, something. And don't they require a mandatory photo ID for any kind of federal benefits? They do. So they've got to have some kind of an ID already. So I don't get it. Somehow somebody has crossed their wires somewhere. But I think ultimately, I'm sorry, illegal people voting, pure and simple, I mean, how can we have that? I mean, is that what the attempt is, to have that happen? U.S. citizen? Absolutely. I don't care what flavor, whatever. It doesn't matter. But anybody else? I don't think so. Uh-uh. And we can't get this right? Come on.
What do you know?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better. When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.